Good morning, Oregon. It's Friday, January 21st. This is Jim Ryan with a news briefing from the Oregonian and Oregon Live. Before we start, a quick thank you to our sponsor, Pacific Source Health Plans, for supporting the show. Oregon's graduation rate for the class of 2021 edged slightly above its 2019 level, lifted by large gains among Black students and students with disabilities. The new statewide rate of 81% represents a gain of 3 percentage points from 4 years ago, as well as a gain of about a half a percentage point from where Oregon last handed out pre-pandemic diplomas in 2019. However, it also marks a decrease of 2 percentage points from 2020, when the state loosened grading standards as an early pandemic response. Likely as a result, graduation rates surged among nearly all student groups, particularly those that traditionally struggled to earn diplomas. Some observers view those elevated rates as an anomaly that reflected the state's edict that no student who had a passing grade early in the semester could be issued a failing grade, even if they did not do more work and passed no more tests or quizzes. The Oregon Department of Transportation said Thursday that it was short several hundred million dollars to rebuild the Interstate 5 freeway through Portland's Rose Quarter. The shortfall is at least $480 million on a project with a price tag of more than $1 billion. The added cost comes largely from a plan to cover the freeway, allowing for development on top. The project faced another hiccup this week as the federal government directed ODOT to redo its environmental assessment of the proposed freeway expansion. Meanwhile, as state transportation leaders on Thursday discussed how to spend $1.2 billion of federal infrastructure funds, climate activists pushed back on the state transportation department's proposal, saying the majority of the funds should go toward public transit instead of freeway repairs, maintenance, and expansion. More than 1,100 municipal trade workers may soon walk off their jobs as Portland leaders and a coalition of public employee unions remain unable to reach a new contract agreement. Members of the District Council of Trade Unions voted to authorize a strike after overwhelmingly rejecting the city's latest offer of an annual pay bump and four-figure bonus, the coalition announced Thursday. The decision comes weeks after the union's bargaining team declared an impasse over ongoing contract negotiations. It gives workers the ability to officially go on strike 10 days after the union gives notice to the city, a move that could threaten basic services across Portland. Oregon job growth slowed a bit last month, with fewer new jobs and only a slight decline in the monthly unemployment rate. Unemployment fell to 4.1% in December, according to new data out Thursday from the Oregon Employment Department, down from 4.2% the prior month. That's a bit higher than before the pandemic, but still near an all-time low. Oregon added 8,200 jobs last month, 1,000 fewer than in November. The state averaged 8,900 new jobs per month last year, 107,000 new jobs altogether during 2021. The national unemployment rate was 3.9% last month. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to OregonLive.com/podsupport.